我们翻开希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn together to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章，我们从十节读到十三节。
We'll read from verse 10 through verse 13.
因为呢，进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
10. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
There is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
Let's
continue to have a word of prayer.
父，我们再次借着你的话语，我们来亲近你。
Lord, once again by your word, let us draw near to you.
因为你再一次借着已经说过的话，在我们里面说话。
Through the words you have already spoken, you will continue to speak to us in our hearts.
让我们一面看见自己的本相，一面看见主的荣耀。
On one hand, we will be able to see your image.
看见你话语的宝贝。
And see how precious your words are.
我们能够走在主话语的光中。
And we may walk in the light of your word.
祷告奉主的名。
Pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen.在希伯来书第三章里，他说到我们的主，他为儿子治理神的家。
In Hebrews chapter 3, it tells us that the Lord Jesus is like a son in his father's household.
他不像摩西，他治理神的家固然忠心，但是他不过是个仆人。
And Moses, though he served in the house of the Lord faithfully, he is but a servant.
但是我们的主他不但忠心治理神的家，他是以神的儿子的身份治理神的家。
But the Lord Jesus, he not only was he faithful in the Lord's household, but he has a position as being a son of in that household.
因着我们主在神的家中治理，他在一切事上居首位，所以我们能够进入他的安息。
And because the Lord Jesus is Lord over all in things in his household, then therefore we can enter into his rest.
那么借着以色列人他们的历史的教训，让我们看见呢，要进入安息呢，有三个要点。
And through the history of the Israelites, there are three main points in regards to entering into this rest.
首先我们要有信心。
First, we need to have faith.
相信主他在掌权，他在治理。
Believe that the Lord is over all and he is reigning.
第二个，我们要信服、信从，就是当我们的主他在发命令的时候，我们啊愿意走在其中。
The second is faithfulness, that when the Lord gives commands, that we have to abide by them.
那么第三个呢，就是我们要学习放下自己的功，好叫主能够做工。
And thirdly, we need to lay down our own burdens to allow the Lord to work.
那在我们跟随主的路上，我们发觉要歇了自己的功是何等的不容易。
And in our walk with the Lord, we find that putting down our own burdens is actually not easy.
我们常常把我们自己要做的功跟主要做的功我们混淆了。
Oftentimes we mix our burdens with the Lord's work.
所以呢，我们常常在服事当中我们没有安息。
And when we serve, we are not at rest.
我们之所以分不清楚，有一个很大的一个原因，是因为我们不认识自己。
And one reason for this is because we do not understand ourselves.
那么我们常常把自己里面的一些努力、一些工作啊那个认为代替了神的工作。
And we may take some of our own diligence or or work and have it replace the Lord's work.
但是感谢主呢, 他把他的话赐给我们。
We thank the Lord that He has given us His word.
那么十二节呢, 他说呢, 神的道是活泼, 是功效的。 这里他的中文少了一个介系词, 就是for, 是因为, 啊, 神的道是活泼的, 是有功效的。
Verse 12 begins in English, For the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Chinese translation is actually missing this word for in the beginning of this. And it says, we need to enter into His rest diligently, for the word of God is living.
那么借着神的话，我们能够认识自己，我们能够分别什么是属神的，什么属自己的，好叫我们能够歇着自己的功，能够进入神的安息。And
we need to rely on the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword, to separate what is our desires and what is the Lord's will, to put down our burdens and enter into His rest.
首先呢，他让我们呢，这看见呢，神的话呢有两方面的性质。
There's first two parts to God's word.
一个呢，它是活的，是活泼的。
First, it is living.
是有生命的。
It is alive.
那我们呢，之所以能够信主，是因为听见主的话。
And we believe in the Lord because we can hear His word.
我们得了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，是因为不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
And that we can believe in Him and be saved because what we believe is His word is incorruptible and we have this living word on which we can rely.
当我们听见主的话的时候，我们里面人活过来了，神把那个生命的种子种在我们里头。
And we can have this new life because we hear His word and we have His living seeds planted within us.
那么要这个种子能够生长, 我们还需要神的话。
And for these seeds to grow, we still need God's word.
那么耶利米书15章他说呢, 耶和华啊, 我得了你的话, 就当作食物吃掉, 因为你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐。
And in Jeremiah tells us that I have eaten your words and received His joy.
那么当我们在主面前要成长的话，我们常常读主的话、吃主的话，叫我们使生命能够成长，因为它里面它是活的。
And in order for us to grow, we need to partake of God's word in need of it that it would cause the life within us to grow.
那么神的话呢，确实是那个需要我们常常来吃，常常来。 默想,
and so we need to often eat of God's word, read it, and meditate on it in order for us to grow.
那每次我们来读主的话的时候，人都发觉好像又读了一些从前没有看见的，或者是从前忽略的。
And every time we read God's word, we should find that we see something new that we may have missed before, or recover something we may have lost.
因为神的话呢,是活的,是活泼的,是满了生命的。
Because God's word is living and active and it's full of life.
那么底下他说的,他的同时它是有功效。
Secondly, it says it is effective.
当神说话的时候呢,他的话语会做工的。
When God speaks, his word will work.
那么当然现在 以赛亚书55章，他说呢，他说雨雪从天而降，并不突然返回。
And Isaiah the prophet says, as the rain is snow from the heaven, it did not return without watering the earth.
他必要的滋润地土，使地上能够发芽结实。
And make it bear and sprout and first in seed to
叫撒种有种，叫吃的有粮。
And furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
他说我口中所说的话也是如此。
And he says, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth.
绝不突然返回。
It will not return to me empty.
要在我所喜悦的事上啊, 那个要在在做我的工。
So, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the manner for which I sent it.
在他在我发他所去所要做的事情上，他必然亨通。
And it will succeed in the manner from which I sent it.
那么神当初创造天地的时候，就照他的话那个创造。
When God created the heavens and the earth, He created it with His word.
神的那个借着他的话建立他的教会，这这个那个叫我们里面有神神神的生命。
And the Lord created the church and gave it life through His word as well.
因为神的话是有能力的，是有功效的。
Because the word of the Lord is effective and has power.
那么这特别在这边呢，他说到呢，他对于我们认识我们这个人。神的话是更是有功效的。
And if we know ourselves, then the word of the Lord will be even more effective.
他说呢，这就好像一把两刃的利剑呢，要刺入破开我们心中的隐情。
It is as a two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit.
我们常常发觉呢，我们的这个很不认识自己啊。
We may find that we don't really understand ourselves.
有的时候我们觉得我们很了解自己啊，过段时间是发觉哦。不好，真点我原来是这个样子，我不晓得。
We may think, oh, I really know myself, but one day we'll find, no, I didn't think I was this way.
那么我的主的话呢，帮助我们啊，刺入破开啊，让我们能够认识我们的本相是什么。
And the word of the Lord is like two-edged sword, piercing as far as our soul and spirit, that we may understand ourselves truly.
那么这边他特别说到我们这个从三个方面呢来看到神的话在认识我们自己的身上它怎么样有功效。
And so we see here in three ways how we ought to understand ourselves.
我想我们这三个地方，一个是魂与灵，一个是骨节跟骨髓，那第三个是思念和主意。
The first is the soul and the spirit, the second is joints and marrow, and the third isOur thoughts and intentions of the heart.
我们一个一个来看啊。
So let's take a look.
那么我们知道，我们当我们神造我们的时候，我们有灵、有魂、有身体。
We know that when the Lord created us, we have the spirit, soul, and the body.
那么灵呢，是为了我们跟神相交的。
The spirit is for us to fellowship with the Lord.
魂呢，让我们跟这个世界有接触，能够有思想、有情感、有意志啊。
The soul is for us to interact with the world, to understand it, and
那我们的身体呢，是用来发表里面我们这些所事的哈。我们它有很多的需要啊，有那个吃喝的需要，有这个睡眠的需要。
And the body is our physical concept of the material world, and it has various needs to eat and drink or to sleep.
那当人一犯罪了以后呢，那么这个人呢，他就死了。
When man sinned, then this person.
那么他的灵的和功用失去了。
The effect of the spirit has been lost.
那么他的魂的这个也那个魔的功用也模糊不清了。
And the effect of the use of the soul also cannot be fully manifest.
我们的身体也自动会死亡。
And our body itself will perish one day.
那当我们重生的时候。
When we are born again.
那么神做的神在我们身上给了我们什么呢？
What has the Lord done for us and given to us?
我们来看一下以西结书啊，第三十六章。
Let's turn now to Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书三十六章第二十六节啊，他说呢，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面。要从你们肉体中除掉死心，赐给你们肉心。
Ezekiel 36 verse 26. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
当我们信主以后，神就让我们重生了。
When we believe in the Lord and He wants us to be born again.
我们灵活过来了。
Our Spirit is revived.
那么我们可以，我们良心更敏锐。
And our conscience is now more tender.
我们的跟神可以没有拦阻的交通了。
And there's no separation now between us and God the Father.
我们可以知道，有直觉里头可以知道神的心意是什么。
And we may understand what the will of the Lord is.
就是说我们那个信主，我们重生得救的时候，第一个经历。
And this is the first experience after we are saved.
那除了给我们一个把我们的灵改那个更新的之外呢，他给我们一个心灵之外呢，他还给我们一个新的心。
And beyond this new spirit, the Lord has also given us this new heart.
那什么是心呢？
What is this heart?
那么在圣经里面啊，用心的时候呢，它这个有的时候它的用处不太一样。
Sometimes when the Bible uses the word heart, its usage is not always the same.
那么有的时候是讲的灵来讲的，有的时候是讲的魂来讲的。
Sometimes it speaks of the spirit, sometimes it speaks of the soul.
那么在那个中文圣经里面呢，那个大部分的地方，他说到我们的魂的时候呢，他都翻成心，那心呢其实就是魂。
In the Chinese translation, most of the time it uses the word heart to mean soul.
所以呢，这到底心是什么意思？要看上下文，它呢这指的是什么
？So when we are trying to understand the word heart, we need to look at the context.
那么在以西结书呢，它是只说到了三次哈，它十一章、第十八章、第三十六章，它都说到我们的一个心，还有一个心灵。
And so, three times in Ezekiel, he uses this phrase, a new heart and a new spirit.
所以呢，他这里的心呢，跟这个灵是不一样的。
So we can see that the heart and the spirit are different.
那么我们是照着我们对于我们的认识的话呢，那么这里的心呢，就应该指着我们的魂来讲的。
And so, through our understanding, we should understand that Ezekiel here is speaking of, when he speaks of heart,Soul.
所以当我们信了主之后，不但我们有个新的灵可以跟神交通了。
So we believe in the Lord, not only do we have a new spirit with which to fellowship with the Lord.
同时呢，神给我们一个新的心，给我们新的魂。
He has given us a new heart or a new soul.
那么我们当信主之后呢，不但我们可以跟神交通了。
So not only when we believe in the Lord, will we now be able to fellowship with the Lord.
那么在魂里头的时候，我们也发觉也在改变。
We find that our soul is also.Being changed.
首先呢，我们心思开始改变。
That our conscience.
你发觉信主以后呢，我们看事情呢，跟以前看法不太一样。
You'll see that when we react to things, we'll react to them differently.
因为呢，我们的价值观改了，我们的世界观改了。
Because our beliefs and our ethics have changed.
那么。那个以前看事情是这样看的，但现在发现信主以后，我们看法会从另外一个角度来看事情。
We may have seen things from one angle before, but after believing the Lord, now we see things from a different angle.
那同时呢，我们的里面那个意志，活灵的意志也开始更新了。
And our
volition in our soul.
Okay, so the volition.In us is also being changed.
那么在信主之前呢，我们呢对着神的事情呢是立志为善，由得我呢行出来，由不得我。
Before the things of the Lord used to be far from us, and we didn't want anything to do with it.
对于要做好事呢，我们呢是要立志的，但是总是做不来，我们的意志很薄弱。
And even if we wanted to.Do good works. We couldn't find it in ourselves to.
那但是对于一些错的事情呢，我们意志却非常的坚强，非常的顽固的。
But to do evil things, it seemed very very easy to go and do them.
但是信主的时候，我们发觉我们有改变。
But after we believe in the Lord, we find that we are changed.
对神的事情呢，我们开始有坚定的意志，愿意来那个立定心志跟神走。
For the things of the Lord, we find that we are more willing to pursue and seek after His.
同时，我发觉呢，我们开始学习谦卑了。原来我们觉得非常的有把握，我们说，也许我是错的。
And we may find ourselves becoming more humble than we used to be so sure of ourselves, but now we may think.Maybe I was wrong.
同时呢，我们的情感也开始有点改变。
And our emotions also seem to have changed.
以前呢，我们是爱世界，我们爱一些是属于肉体的事情，我们的我们放纵我们的情欲啊。
We used to love the world and pursue the things of the flesh.And love the things of this world.
但是信主之后呢，我发觉开始我们会爱神了。
But after we believe in the Lord, we find that we love the Lord.
我们会爱弟兄姊妹,
we love the brothers and sisters.
哎,那是爱呢,不从哪里来的,我们的,在我们的魂里面的情感开始改变。
And we don't know where this love comes from, and our soul within us has changed.
所以等到他不但给我们一个新的灵,他也给我们一个新的心,一个新的魂。
And so not only has the Lord given us a new spirit, but He's given us a new soul, a new heart.
你发觉呢,在这个新人里头啊,他的心,就是他的魂跟他的灵是密切关系的,没有密切合作的。
And in this new person, we see that the soul and the spirit are actually very closely intertwined and working together.
在这个新人里头啊,
in this new man.
比如说呢,就着我们的心思来说,那么在罗马书第12章第2节,他这么说啊,
And for our emotions, it says in Romans 12.
他说呢,不要效法这个世界,只要心意更新而变化,叫你们能够查验何为善神善良成全可喜悦的旨意。Romans 12, verse 2.
It says, Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以在我们信主之后呢,因为我们不要再效法这个世界。
And so, after we believe in the Lord, we should not be conformed to this world.
他说要我们的心思啊,要开始更新而变化,天天在更新我们的灵的心思。
But that our mind will be renewed daily.
那么有一个目的是叫我们能够明白,在灵里头明白,什么是神善良,成全,可喜的旨意。
That we may understand or prove within us that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以这个心的魂里面的那个心思呢,它开始更新了,它帮助我们能够认识明白神的心意是什么。
And so this new spirit allows us to understand God's will, what his purpose is.
在哥罗西书里面呢,他说呢,我所祷告的呢,就是要你们在属一界的属灵的智慧和悟性上能够满心知道神的旨意。
It says in Corinthians that
Colossians,
I pray that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
那么他是说呢,我们在心思里面,他说我们要开始要 的那个求神给我们智慧，给我们悟性，给能够明白。
That in wisdom and understanding we understand the will of God.
好叫我们能够明白，还搞叫那个能够满心知道神的旨意。
That we would be filled with the fullness with the understanding of God's will.
这是心思啊，那么意思也是一样的。
This is a function of the soul, and it is also a function of the spirit.
那么在我们信主之后呢，我们的意思要一天一天的长大，一天一天的更坚强。
And so after we're saved, our will needs to be strengthened day by day.
那个巴拿巴到了那个安提阿的时候呢，他做一件事情，他劝弟兄姊妹要这个立定心志，恒久靠主。
When Barnabas arrived in
Antioch,
he encouraged them to be resolute and remain true to the Lord.
他说，这我信主之后呢，我们在意志里头要立定心志，好叫我们的和灵里头恒久靠主。
That they remain resolute of heart, remain true to the Lord.
那么，所以的在圣经里面常常提到的立志啊，立志 make up your mind 啊，就是。
And so the Bible often tells us to be determined or.
有些在那个在提撒罗尼迦前书第4章，他说你们要立志做安静的。
It says in 1 Thessalonians. And to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
那个那安静，神要我们在神面前过一个安静生活，我们呢就安安静静的跟随我们的主。
The Lord wants us to have this quiet life before Him, and that we should pursue this quiet life.
他就禁止我们挨家闲游啊，说长道的说长道短。
He doesn't necessarily desire for us to be able to give long messages. But to leave to lead a quiet life before the Lord is not easy.
我们天然人就很喜欢发表我们自己。
Our natural self really likes to express itself.
他说在我们家在意志里头要立志啊，那个resolute， 他这更是英文翻译是说 make your ambition， 叫那个野心啊，那野心跟着安静连在一起，我们连不在一起啊。And
so the translation says to make it your will to lead a quiet life. And here the English translation says make it your ambition. And it seems ambition in a quiet life don't seem to be. Relatable.
So in
Philippians it says, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So our emotions are similar.
那么这圣经里面告诉我们了，我们要不但是要爱神，我们要爱人，我们要爱弟兄。
The Bible tells us not only do we have to love the Lord, but we have to love a man and our brothers and sisters.
罗马书十二章他说呢，要爱弟兄，要彼此亲热。
And Romans 12 it says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love.
不是只是外面说我们爱主，把我们爱弟兄姊妹，很亲热，我们那个感情要很丰富，我们可以跟我们的弟兄姊妹在一起的时候。
So it's not just with these words that we say we love our brothers and sisters, but to be devoted to one another.
当然，这他有多方的。 那个就劝诫说，这个要彼此亲嘴，勿为我们安，彼此勿要圣洁啊。那么一面我们是这个亲热，但是一面我们圣洁。And
not only says that, but on one hand to be ardent for each other, but also in purity.
那么什么看见呢？这个新人里头，我们的是。 里面的心心，我们的心魂跟我们的心灵是常常密切在一起工作。And
so we find that in our new man, that our spirit and our soul are often cooperating.
那么这里他为什么说我们这个魂跟我们的灵要分开来，要那个分辨什么是魂，什么是灵呢？
So why does the Bible tell us here that we need to separate what is the spirit and the soul?
那么神造的我们这三个部分是它是有次序的。
When the Lord created these three parts of us, He created it with an order.
当我们没信主的时候，在旧人里头呢，是我们的身体做主。
And our old self, before we believed in the Lord, it is our body who is reigning.
是我们的身体，他说我累了，我要睡觉，不管什么样事情，我饿了，我就一定要吃，我有那个性生活的需要，我们就是那个随便泛滥啊。
Before we save our body, whenever it says I'm tired, we're gonna rest no matter what else is going on. I'm hungry, we're gonna eat and satisfy the needs of the body.
那我们的魂呢，我们的心思意念呢，就是天天就想着我们的身体所需要。
And so our soul daily was focused on the needs of the body.
那这圣经说了，那个我们的这到一个地步，人到一个地步啊，是以自己的肚腹为神啊。
And it got to the point where we said that our stomach was lord over us.
同时呢，我们的那个灵呢，也昏暗的哈，那么它也浮在这个我们的魂底下。And
our spirit was buried under the soul.
那么，甚至那个保罗书信呢，他提了好几次，他说不要贪心，为什么呢？因为贪心就与拜偶像的一样。
Paul often wrote not to be greedy or covetous because that is like being an idolater.
因为呢，我们的那个是在我们的魂里，我们的魂里头，我们心思里面呢，有很多的那个贪婪。
Why was this? Because in our soul there's many of these desires or greediness.
那么这个贪婪呢, 就叫我们呢, 去拜偶像,
and these impulses would cause us to go and worship idols.
啊, 这心理之所以会贪婪, 是我们的身体有很多的需要,
and we are covetous because our body has all these needs and it's controlling us.
但清楚之后呢,
but when we become a believer, this order needs to be reversed.
这就在里面我们的 身体控制了我们的魂，我们的魂控制了我们的灵。
In our old self, the body controlled the soul, the soul controlled the spirit.
但是信了主之后呢，我们的首先我们的灵活过来了。But
after believing the Lord, the spirit is revived.
那么我们可以跟神交通了，我们知道神的心意了。Because
now we confess with the Lord, we know the Lord's will.
然后呢，在神的带领之下呢，我们的心思开始改变了。
And under the Lord's leading, our will begin to change.
那么同时呢，我们的身体也开始改变了。And
therefore, similarly, our body will also be.
我们的这个，在今天呢，所想的，我们所定义的，我们所的情感，都是为了要让我们的灵里头跟神的交通没有断绝。And
our desires now, is for, to preserve this fellowship that we have in the Spirit with the Lord.
那我们的身体呢？它在永远我们要保养顾惜，它是为什么呢？要有一个好的身体，好像我们有一个健全的魂，好像我们能够在灵里头自由的敬拜。And
so our bodily desires are now in order to have our soul be calm so that we can have the Spirit continue to fellowship with the Lord. So in this new man, the body is serving the soul, and the soul is serving the Spirit.
所以呢，我们呢，每一次来聚会之前呢，我们应该睡个好觉，我们应该有个好那个很好的身体，好叫呢，我们能够 那个坐下来，我们查经也好，我们读经也好，我们有一个清楚的心思啊，那个能够明白主的话。
And so when we gather to fellowship, we should have our body be prepared with whether it's good sleep or a health that we may be able to come with a clear will to either study God's word or fellowship.
那我们有一个清晰的心思呢，它叫我们能够明白。 那个神，他的心意能够明白神的话，在这灵里的。
So with our spirit cleared, we may be able to fellowship with the Lord and understand His will.
所以一个新人呢，是我们的灵掌管我们的魂，我们的魂掌管我们的身体。
And so in a new man, we have the spirit controlling the soul, the soul controlling the body.
所以呢，我们有需要知道什么是出于我们灵里头的，什么是出于我们魂里头的。
So we need to understand what is from our spirit or what is from our soul.
有的时候呢，我们呢就是认为呢，我这件事情呢，这个怎么想呢？从我不是在新人里头哈，在神的话，按照这些想，想一些想的事情，就发觉了这些事情不对。
And oftentimes we may have this experience where we think there's this idea or this concept that comes from our spirit, and we think about it, and we find that, hey, this is actually wrong.
我想很多的弟兄姊妹们都会有一个问题啊，就是有的时候我们对一件事情，我们今天上个月我们在神面前祷告，祷告以后，我们祷告出一个结果，说啊，事情应该怎么做。
How often have we had this experience where one day we have this problem, we pray about it, and then we come to this conclusion. This is what we ought to do.
那么这下个月呢，我再祷告，不对，应该是另外一方面，这要走另外一条路。
But the next month after we pray and pray again, we find, you know what? That decision we made last month was wrong. We should have gone this other way.
我们的这常常还要问说，这一件事情，我们弟兄姊妹把回去带回去，我们好好祷告。
Oftentimes we may tell our sisters, here, take this item home and pray about it.
大家都回去好好祷告，祷告回来以后呢。
And so the brothers take it home and they pray about it and then come back.
有人说呢是往东走，有人说要往西走。
And some will say we should go south
to the east or to the west.
And if this was God's will, there would be no separation. He is unified. It would only be one direction. So we'll be in an up or very mixed up. And so what is God's will? And so this is actually a very deep and difficult question. There are really many different reasons.
是因为呢，我们呢太着重在我们魂的心思里面，在想这些事情。One
reason is that we may be too deeply caught in our soul when we're thinking about this.
我们呢，确实我们很诚实说，我在祷告当中，我在读了这读主的话语，然后呢，在思想这些事情，我是在心眼里头思想这些事情。You
may think that we prayed about it, we studied God's word. And we're thinking about it as a new man.
That we have
lots of God's word to guide our thoughts. And after we thought about it, we pray and we say, alright, this is God's will.
在腓立比书呢，他说到那个祷告呢，值得我们思想。
In Philippians, he says in this prayer we have to have.
他说呢，应当一无挂虑，只要常常记得祷告、祈求和感谢，把你们所要的告诉神。It
says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
99%的时间都在祈求，求神，求神，求神，对，做这件事，做那件事情，照着心在求。Oftentimes
when we pray to the Lord is to bring our needs or desires to the Lord, so we keep 90% of the time we're asking Him to do stuff for us.
就是我们的领会的话，当我们来祷告，我们祈求就好了。他为什么还在祈求之前要先祷告？他祷告完之后还要感谢。But
when we, you see here in prayer it says, the Philippians tells us that we should ask the Lord with supplication and then followed by thanksgiving. Why would we ask and then give thanks? So what is this prayer speaking of here? It is to say first we need to pray to have fellowship with the Lord. It is, so to say, it is that we first put our burdens aside and first have fellowship with the Lord.
那么这然后呢，在交通交通之后，我们的直觉，我们灵面直觉的时候，好像感觉到这是神的心意。
And that in this fellowship, we may come to understand what God's will is first.
那么这个心意呢，可能跟我们原来想的是。
It may be that when we understand God's will, that what we wanted to ask Him for originally is aligned or is not aligned.
那么接下来呢，我们再来祈求的时候呢，是求什么呢？是求我们这原先想的呢，还是求神的心意呢？
And so when we begin to ask in supplication, is it what we desire first or are we praying for God's will?
这时候的时候就求的是，当时求我们在跟着邻里教宗神给我们的那个启示，这个直觉，我们照着神的心意来求。Therefore,
it should be that we ask for what we have received from the Lord in our fellowship, our understanding of God's will. We pray for His will.
所以以赛亚书他说呢，那么至于我的种子或手中的工作，你们可以命定我。他要我们祷告是来祷告神，你要做什么？ 神你要做的，请你做,
and so in Isaiah it says to pray for the Lord to accomplish his work. So we should ask the Lord to accomplish his will and his purpose.
当我们这样祷告, 我们祈求的时候,
So therefore, when we pray in this way, and then we will have this assurance within us that this will be accomplished because this is what God wants to accomplish. That's why we would be able to have thanksgiving in this prayer, because we are assured that this is God's will and that what He will accomplish.
我们今天呢，那个很难说的，事情还没有成就的时候，我们就开始感谢。可能事情成就之后，我们可能都忘了要感谢了。
So today it is very difficult for us to give thanks before something is accomplished, and even after it is accomplished, we may often forget to give thanks.
所以我们祷告的那次序呢，应该是在现在灵里头跟神有交通。
And so the order of our prayers today should begin in the spirit to understand the will of the Lord, then to pray about it, ask for it. So how can we separate the soul and the spirit that is so often linked together? We need God's word.
那么第二方面呢，他是说骨节跟骨髓也要赤露破开。
The second aspect here is to the divide of the joints and marrow.那么骨节跟骨髓两个是紧紧连在一起的，常常很难分开。And so joints and marrow are actually very, very tightly knit together, difficult to separate.
我想呢，最好的那个，它所指的那，那个可能最恰当的，就是指的我们这个新人跟我们的旧人。And
I think what this may represent is actually the how close our new man is mixed with the old.
那么当我们信主之后，主给我们一个新，我们这有一个新人，但是我们旧人还在那里。
When we believe in the Lord, the Lord has given us this new life. There's a new man, but the old man is still there.
这新人跟旧人常常啊紧紧连在一起啊。So
this new man and old man are actually often very tightly knit together.
那么很难把他们两个分开。It
is very difficult to separate them.
首先说到我们这个灵啊，那么在我们没有信主之前呢，我们还是有灵的功用啊，在旧的里面有灵的功用啊。So
even though we have a new spirit,
in the old man we still have the spirit.
Yeah. In the old man we still have the spirit and it still has a use.
他的良心呢，虽然 even
though the old man has dimmed the use of the conscience is still there, it was given by the Lord.
他那里面的灵里的交通呢，他跟神是断绝是死的。可是呢，你要是知道，这个一个不信主的人，他可以交鬼的，他可以跟灵界是那个相通的。
So even though the fellowship of the Lord is dead in the old man, for an unbeliever, that spiritual sense is still active and they can communicate with the spiritual world.
所以我们信主之后呢，我们要跟着有分别啊，我们要这个远离这些交鬼这些灵界灵的事情。And
so in separating the joints and marrow, we need to separate the new man from the old man, and that fellowship that with the spiritual world, the demons and the devils.
保罗他在哥林多前书，他花了三章的一个篇幅啊，八九十三章来说到这个吃祭偶像之物这件事情。And
so Paul in 1 Corinthians chapters 8 through 10 uses three chapters to talk about this with the Corinthians.
他一面他说，如果你觉得心中平安，觉得只有一位神，你要吃，你吃没问题。
Says, if on one hand, if you believe there's only one God and your conscience is not bothered, you can eat the food that was offered to idols, no
problem.他是如果有个弟兄，他心里还是很软弱，他觉得这些事情是献给鬼的，那为了他的缘故，为了他的良心缘故，不要吃。He
says, but on the other hand, if there's a brother who has a weak conscience and says this is food offered to idols and is bothered by it, then you should refrain.
但是保罗到第十章的时候，他更进一步，他说呢，你要知道哈。 当我们吃祭偶像之物，要知道外邦人他们所是祭的，不是祭，他是不是是祭鬼，他不是祭神。
But in 1 Corinthians 10, Paul takes it a step further and says, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God.
It says
we cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons.
所以呢我们就是这个缘故我们那些不祭偶像之物我们尽量远离我们的在那个旅游的时候不能庙宇那些那个什么偶像这种尽量不要去。
And so we should avoid, therefore, these things that were sacrificed to idols. And if we go on vacation and visit places, we should avoid these places that are temples. Because sometimes in the spirit, we will not be able to discern.
派的高手的movement，这个是这灵恩派的时候，有时候有一些人就觉得我也怀疑疑问了，他聚会当中啊，当所谓的圣灵降下的时候很混乱。So
in today's Pentecostal movement, when they claim that the Holy Spirit has come down, they act in a very chaotic way.
那么圣经说呢，是神是叫人安静，不是叫人混乱的。But
the Bible tells us the Lord causes us to be quiet or still, not chaotic.
所以呢，我们在灵里头要非常的仔细，非常的小心啊。And
so in the spirit, we have to be very careful.
同时，我们的魂里头也要注意啊。我们呢，以前的习惯在这些世界上的那个想法，那个在说信主之后，我们开始，我们心思要改变，我们意志要坚持坚定的，我们情感要纯洁。And
also our soul itself also needs to be transformed. We need to be clear thinking and have a firm will, and our emotions should be pure and peaceful.
And
our body's needs, we also need to distinguish as well. Are these things truly the needs of the body, or are they the desires of the body?
那么，那固然一面我们要保养顾惜我们的身体，好叫它能够服侍我们的神。那一面呢，我们也要小心的，不要让它霸占我们的心。
One hand, we need to take care of the body in order to be able to serve the Lord, well. But we should not let it overcome us and become our focus.
有一天呢，约雅呢。 带着军兵在前面跟亚门人打仗。
One day, Joab was leading the army fighting the Ammonites.
那么大卫在后面呢，应该为他们祷告，对不对？
David in the rear, he should be praying for.
结果呢，他睡到太阳到平息了，他才起床。
But it turned out that he slept until the sun was about to go down.
他整个人松懈下来。
He had completely unwound him.
他开始在王宫的牌上游行，到处这个游晃，就看见那个什么八十八的墓地，他心中的起的就起了一念。And
so he was walking around aimlessly on the roof of his palace, and there he saw Bathsheba bathing, and then he wanted to commit adultery.
他不但跟八十八犯的奸淫，他还借着亚门人的手杀了他的丈夫乌利亚。And
so not only did he commit adultery with Bathsheba, but he also had her husband murdered through the hands of the
Ammonite.因为是因为他没有在他身保那个先那个好好保守他身体的需要啊，怎么可以睡到这一个亲近主的人早晨就应该起来，这应该这么亲近神的人早晨就应该起来，那个这是睡到半天那个什么太阳的平息了啊，他这整个人都松懈下来。And
so we need to restrain our bodies and and so someone who was supposed to be very spiritual, how is it that he slept until the sun was almost going down? He was completely unrestrained. And so we find that our new man and our old man are often very closely entwined.
有弟兄说，那你要把它分开啊，是血淋淋的才能分得开。And
so our brother once said that to separate them is it's like splitting the
some bloody,
very bloody task.
那么第三方面，他说我们的心思念跟主意也要分开。
And finally, we need to discern between our thoughts and the intent of the heart.
主意呢, 就是 intent, 就是我们的动机跟我们的想法要有些分别。
And so we need to understand the difference between our thoughts and our intentions, what drives us.
很多时候呢,我们想的事情就是说这是也造成的话,也造成什么,想的都那个条条有理,就是想想想的,就是应该这么做,话应该这么说。
And so our thoughts often are when we consider, we ought to do these things, we have to say these things.
但是呢,我突然发觉呢,我的动机不对。
But I may find that behind these thoughts, the intentions are wrong.
我可以用我的那个足够的理智，虚虚做神的话，它来掩饰我里面的那个就真正的动机是什么。
Even though I may have all of this experience and this knowledge, but what is the intention that's within me?
如果我里面的动机是为了我个人的需要，我个人的好处，我外面想的再多的好的理由，用了再多神的经都不对的。If
my inner intentions are wrong and they're only for myself and my benefit, no matter how good my outward actions or words may be, they would be wrong.
你发觉呢，真的是我们那个人啊，不容易哈。要明白，如果不明白我们的这个人很复杂的人的话呢，我们没有办法卸下自己的功，我们没有办法进入神的安息。
And if we're not able to do this, then we find that people are very complicated, then we will not be able to lay down our burdens and enter into God's rest.
那么神的话怎么帮助我们呢？
So how does God's word help us in this way?
那么当我们来读主的话的时候呢，如果读到一句两句，这些话突然对我们有感觉，我们要停下来，我好好思想。
If while we're reading God's word, there's a phrase or two that deeply moves us, we need to stop it and really consider them.
当我读到说不要效法这个世界。 只要心意更新有变化的时候，他要说我这么做这么想，我跟世界有没有分别呢？
When we read the words, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. But to think, am I being conformed to this world?
神在那时候用那句话向我们说话，我们要听。
When God is using His words to speak to us, we have to listen.
有时候我们不是在读圣经，但是呢，想事情突然有一句话进来，神的话进来了。
And sometimes it may be that we're not reading God's word. But we're thinking of something, and then suddenly a phrase from the Bible comes into our hearts.
这时候我们也要停下来想一想，这句话到底什么意思？在我这件事情上，我里面我的动机是什么？我里面是想法是什么？能不能够经过神话语的检验？
And so at that point, we need to pause and think. What does God's word have to do with my current situation? Does it have anything to do with my inner intentions? And do my intentions, my thoughts and actions, they pass this test of God's word?
那么有的时候呢，我们呢在读主的话，读着读着读不下去。
Sometimes we're reading God's word and we read and we read and we find that we can't read anymore.
哎，那发觉因为什么呢？因为有一件事情在里头啊，你这个搅扰你很久。
And there may be something inside you that's disturbing you for a long time.
那么读那个在读主的话的时候，虽然跟这件事情完全没有关系。
And we find that reading God's word has nothing to do with this disturbance.
突然你发觉你读不下去了。
You find that you can't read.
主说你好好去想一想，然后真的回到主面前，为的是你好好祷告。这件事情到底那个神要怎么做？
And so you should return before the Lord. To very carefully pray and consider, and what does God really want you to do?
是不是在这件事情上面，我需要来认罪，我需要悔改？
Is this on this item? Do I need to repent before the Lord?
是不是这件事情，我需要好好的为我自己祷告，好好为我的弟兄、我的姊妹祷告？
Or do I need to carefully pray for myself or my brothers and sisters?
我花足够的时间在那里默想神的话，在那里在祷告当中跟神先有些的交通了吗？
Have I spent enough time carefully considering God's word and fellowshipping with the Lord?
那么跟那时候读的那个经文没有关系。
It may have nothing to do with the words of the Bible that you're reading.
但是你就发觉你读不下去了。
But you find that you cannot continue reading.
因为神要你面对这些正事，你一件事目前发生的事情，你不对付的话，你读不下去，这经文读不下去。
But the Lord really wants you to deal with this item first, otherwise you won't be able to continue reading God's word.
但是我们得承认啊。
But we have to admit.
绝大部分的时间，好吧，我们读主的话的时候都没有什么感觉。
That oftentimes when we read God's word, we don't have any feeling.
那个我不知道弟兄姊妹的这经历啊，可能我们呢读了80%-90%时间就是读过去了，也没有特别的话向我们说，也没有什么事情要提醒我们。
I don't know how brothers and sisters feel, but some 80 or 90% of the time when I'm reading God's word, I'm just reading the words and there's no feeling.
是不是没有感觉，我们就不读了呢？
Is it that when we have no feeling, that we just stop reading?
我们来看看那个诗篇第十九篇啊。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 19.
诗篇十九篇呢，他说呢，第七节他说，大卫当祷告，他说耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
Psalm chapter 19, verse 7, this is the prayer of David. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
然后他说神的训词，他的命令，他的道理，他的典章啊。
And he goes on to talk about the precepts and the commandments of the Lord.
那么他说呢，都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。
And he says in verse 10, they are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb.
这里讲的是神的律法。
Here, David is speaking of God's law.
我们读律法的时候，我们的感觉是什么呢？
When we read God's law, how do we feel?
但是我们每次读到那个出埃及记23章，读不下去了。
Oftentimes we get to Exodus chapter 20 and we just can't read it anymore.
他开始讲十诫，讲的会幕，开始讲的洁净的礼仪，讲的节期啊，你真是刚刚信主的那时间很痛苦啊，那个咬着牙把它读下去了。
When we get to Exodus 20, it talks about the holidays, the festivals, the building of the tabernacle, and all the laws of purification. It's hard to read, and as a new believer, you just kind of chew through it.
就算是我们信主了很多年了，几十年了，可能在读律法的时候，大概都是感觉不多，真是不多。
And even if you believe in the Lord for many years, when you're reading along, you know, there's often not a lot of feeling when we read it.
那大卫是怎么读律法的呢？
So how does David read the Bible?
他读的这律法的时候，他说真是宝贵，像金子一样的宝贵啊。
That there, he desires them and treasures them as gold.
啊，这甘甜呐、啊，比蜜还要甘甜。
Is it sweet, sweeter than honey?
我说这大卫怎么大卫读经，这跟我的读经很不一样啊。
I think to myself, you know, the way David reads the Bible is completely different from the way I do.
那耶利米书记刚刚说，他说耶和华问题是神呐、啊，我得到你的言语当做食物吃了，你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐。
And Jeremiah says, Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became for me a joy and the delight of my heart.
我在到了耶利米的时候，就越更丰富了哈。
And so when I get to Jeremiah, it seems that the Bible is more fulfilling.
那么他读到神的律法。
He read God's law.
我们读律法的时候，会把当作读律法当作食物吃吗？
Do we consider the law of God to be food for us to eat?
当然有历史。
It has history.
那么读历史的时候呢，以色列历史大部分都是失败的，不要说四世纪啊、列王纪，大部分是失败的。我们读历史也很沮丧啊。
And the history of the Israelites is often filled with failure. Not forget about the time of the judges or the kings. It's all sorts of failures.
也许诗篇里面有一些诗篇，我读里面啊，都非常的感受很深刻。
Sometimes in the Psalms, you may find a psalm that we feel as though so encouraging and joyful for us.
那你读过几？这我们读过几遍约伯记啊
？How many times have we read the book of Job?
啊，你看他们四个人在那里变了，你头变得头都昏了。
You know, find these four people in the book of Job arguing back and forth.
先知书更是了啊！先知书里面大部分一再重复，一再在背。
And the prophets as well, they just repetitive all the time, always rebuking.
而且耶利米他是先知，他有直接从神那里来的话。
Jeremiah himself was a prophet. He received the word directly from God.
大部分神给这个耶利米的话呢，都是责备、谴责，然后的审判啊。
And so a lot of what the Lord spoke to Jeremiah was rebuking and disciplining.
我们读这些话的时候，我们可以说这是我的食物，领你的食物吃了嘛。
When we read these words, can we say these are food to my spirit?
我想呢，有几个方面我们来看这件事情啊。
I think there's a few ways which can see this.
因为第一方面呢，是这个神的话呢，主要的要我们认识的是神他自己。
We find that the most important thing is that we understand what the Lord is telling us. It is about the Lord Himself.
那么在这神的话，特别是在那个以西结书里面，他一再的说了，你们就知道我是耶和华，你们就是我那个亚威，你们就是我那自由永远的那位神。
And the Bible tells us that these things are written so that you may know that I am the Lord and I am He who is, who was, and who always will be.
我要借着这话，我们的他主要的目的，让我们知道他是怎么样一个大能的神，他有智慧的神，他有公义的神，他是有公义的神，他是蛮有怜悯的神。
Is that we know that He is a God of righteousness and justice and holiness.
读圣经的第一个是最主要是让我们认识我们的神是什么样一位神。
And reading the Bible, the first thing the Bible is trying to tell us is who God is.
唯有我们认识了我们神是什么样的神，我们才能够认识我们是怎么样的一个人。
And only by knowing who God is will we understand who we are.
那么更能看见神的公义，更能看见神的圣洁的时候，我们才能明白什么是人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透？
So only when we see His righteousness and His holiness will we be able to understand how sinful and impure we were or are.
我们才能看见呢，我们的义都像一个破烂的衣服一样，在神面前没有一样可以值得称许。
And then we understand that our own righteousness are like filthy rags before the Lord.
你读到那些话的时候，他说没有一人，连一个都没有。我们开始的时候不太能够接受。
When we read the words, there is not one righteous, not even one. We may not be able to receive it.
因为我们是跟人来比啊，我还觉得比不错，你也觉得比我这边不错。但是我们这边是跟尺度跟神来比的话，那么就是我们的光景。
But because we were thinking from the perspective of among men, now I might think I'm a little better than you, or you might think you're better than me, but compared to the Lord, none of that is worth anything.
但是唯有跟认识神的时候，才我对我们这个人有这么大的盼望。
But only by knowing the Lord would I be able to have this greater hope for myself.
因为以弗所书呢，他说我们呢，这人是穿上了新人。这个新人呢，是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And because Ephesians tells us that we put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
当我们信主之后，我们有很大的盼望啊。
As we believe in the Lord, we have this great hope.
因为我们这里面有一个新人。
Because in us we have this new man.
这个新人是照着神的形象造的。
And this new man was created in the image of God.
有真理，神的。真理的仁义和圣洁，我们越多认识神的真理，他的仁义和圣洁，越多对我们这个新人有盼望。
And it was made in the image of God's righteousness and holiness and truth. Therefore, we have this greater hope for our new man.
当我们来到神的话语的面前的时候
，When we come before God's word,
神呢，他是把他让我们在神面前赤露敞开。
He will reveal His word to us.
在雅各书里面呢，他说到一句话。
In James, there's James. Yeah. He says one thing.
他说你们要行道，不要单单听道。
You have to be more than just a hearer of the word. A doer.
如果只是听到不行道呢，就好像什么呢？好像人对着镜子观看，看见转后忘了他原来的样子。
If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer. He is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror, Once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person
he is.
When we read God's word, when we hear God's word, he tells us that it's like we're standing in front of a mirror. And it's revealing our self, our character to us.
在我们的主面前赤露敞开, 我们的无所遁形, 我们看见自己的本相是什么。
And before the Lord's light, we are able to see truthfully who we are.
那么他说呢，你看见以后呢，你要行，不要只是 听，不要只是看，知道就走过就忘记了啊。
And so James tells us that once you've seen yourself, you have to do. You can't just hear the word or read the word and then walk away. It's like forgetting who you are.
所以当我们来到神话语的面前的时候,
so when we come before the Lord,
那个有的时候我们真的是感谢主，他给我们一些感觉，里面呢有些提醒的话。
We truly thank the Lord that sometimes He gives us this feeling and these words of encouragement or reminder.
有时候呢，他叫我们想起一些主的话，来提醒我们。
Sometimes He causes us to remember some of His words to remind us.
有时候呢，神呢叫我们呢，这那个好好对付一些事情，我们呢不肯对付。And
sometimes He will tell us to carefully deal with something that we didn't want to deal with before.
但是呢，当我们就算是我们没有感觉，我们没有任何一个新鲜的启示。 我们就不然就对，我们还是要来读主的话。
And even though we may not have any sort of feeling we still need to carefully read God's word.
他说呢，前面他说呢，那么他说有以色列人有福音传给他们呢，那传给他们没有无益，为什么呢？
And previously he said that the gospel was preached to the Israelites with no effect. Why?
因为他们没有信心与所听证得到巧合。
They were not able to reconcile what they heard with their faith.
所以我们来到主话语面前的时候呢，先有个祷告，才能把信心赐给我。And
so when before we begin, we ought to pray to the Lord and say, "Give us this faith."
相信你的话是活的，有生命的，是有功效的，它会做工的。
That your word is living and active, and it will be effective, and that it will do work.
主他说呢，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord tells us the word I give to you is a spirit and life.
那很多时候呢，我们说读主的话读不懂啊，读不懂。
And oftentimes we may say, as we read God's word, we don't understand it.
很多时候的原因是我们读的不够多。A
lot of times it's because we didn't read enough.
你发觉呢，你读一遍不懂，两遍不懂，三遍开始懂一点了，四遍懂那么一点。你读那像那个摩根弟兄说，你读了40遍看看，你绝对没有电话不懂的。The
first time we read something, we may not understand anything. Second time, maybe still nothing. Third time, we might understand a little bit. And the fourth time, a little bit more. Or it could be like our brother Morgan, who said, read the passage 40 times. There will not be a thing that you didn't understand.
因为神，我们说读主的话需要圣灵来启示，对不对？
And so we said we need when we read God's word, we need His Spirit to reveal it to us.
但主说了我的话就是灵。
But the Lord said, my word is Spirit.
我们在读着读着读着读着，圣灵它自然就启示给我们了。
As we read and read and read and read, the Holy Spirit will naturally reveal to us.
我的话就是生命。
My word is life.
你读着读着读着读着，这个神的话就进来，就供应我们了。And
as I read and read and read and read, then God's word will enter us and be our portion.
也许我们读那律法书真的是读不懂吗？
Maybe we read the laws and we truly don't understand.
对，读历史书我们也觉得这个事情很蛮难沮丧的。
And we read the history and we find that now this is difficult for us to understand or apply.
那很多的地方我们觉得好没什么感觉。
And a lot of places we read and we find there's not a lot of a feeling.
没有别的窍门，就是读。
And there's nothing else for it, just read it.
勤读主的话。
Continue to read God's word.
diligently read God's word.
Whether you have feeling or not, God's word.
我们呢，那个的里面呢，就觉得这些事情都有帮助，那个也好，没有帮助也好，我就读。
Whether we feel that reading God's word has the benefit to us or not, I have to read God's word.
我们呢，在信心里面来读。
Read it in faith.
因为他说了，神的话是活泼的，是有功效的，它比一切的这个比一切良人的剑更快。
And we read it because the Lord has said His word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.
当我们来读主的话的时候,
when we read God's word,
那么在底下他说呢, 他就我们在神面, 在主的面前, 赤露敞开,
and it says that He will
第十三节啊，他说被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，万物在与我们有关系的主面前都是赤露敞开的。
It says in verse 13, and there's no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of Him with whom we have to do.
主就是那太初就有的道。The
Lord is the Word that was in the beginning.
当我们来到主的话语面前的时候,
when we come before the Lord,
我们亲如主的话,
as we read God's Word,
那么主的话呢，像个镜子一样啊。 把我们在这里面完全显露出来。The
word of the Lord is like a mirror; it will reveal us fully.
你发觉了，那个我们这个不读主的话还好，没读主的话呢，好像在主面前是赤露敞开的，没有什么地方可以隐藏的。And
as we read God's word, we'll find that all will be revealed and laid bare before Him. There's nothing that can be hidden.
唯有这样子，唯有在这个情形之下，我们才能够认识自己。
And only under these circumstances can we truly understand ourselves.
什么是知道什么是出于自己的魂的，还是出自己的灵的？
And then we understand what is from our spirit and what is from our soul.
什么是出自于我们旧人的，什么是出自于我们新人？
What is from our old self, what is from our new self?
然后知道我们的思想这件事，我们后面的动机是什么？
And behind all these, our actions, what our intentions truly are.
知道是第一步哈，一旦知道之后呢，我们就知道怎么样往前去，怎么样放下我们自己，怎么样卸下我们自己的功。And
knowing is the first step, and then the second is to understand how to continue forward to lay down our burdens.
唯有先能够卸下自己的功，我们才能够进入他的安息。And
only after we lay down our burdens, we'll be able to enter His rest.
不是我们能做什么。It's
not that we can do anything.
我们可能看着碰到很多的事情，很多难处，我们就觉得过不去，我们不知道该怎么办。
And we may meet many difficulties where we don't know what to do, we don't know how to overcome them. Let us be laid bare before the Lord, that we be able to enter into His rest. Because our Lord is a son in the Father's household, and He is reigning over all things. That's a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。Father,
we give thanks and praise to you.
因为你把你的爱子赐给我们。Because
you have given us your beloved Son.
你把宝贵的话语赐给我们。And
you have given us your precious word.
叫我们能够在你的话语面前能够赤露敞开。That
we may be able to be lay bare before your word.
好叫我们能够学习如何歇了自己的功，能够进入主的安息。Let
us learn how to lay aside our burdens and enter into your rest.
在安息当中，我们紧紧的跟随主。
In your rest, we follow closely after the Lord.
叫你的心能够满足。
That your heart will be satisfied.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.